thanks so much for joining me. And as it happens, I know there's not a whole lot actually going on in the physical libraries right now, but could you just remind our listeners of the status of your locations?
Right. So right now we are closed to the public, but that does not mean that the libraries are empty. Staff are still here working, doing all those behind the scenes library tasks that we love to do. And we are currently doing curbside. So what that means is you can put books on hold, you can call us and ask us to pick out some books, and we'll have a way to kind of contactly deliver them outside of the library's entrance, depending on the branch.
Got it. Got it. What do we need to go online and check out books?
So you would need your library card number and a PIN number. And all the library cards get set up with a PIN number when you register. But sometimes you might have forgotten, or it's a random number, so you might not know what it is. In that case, you can call us and we can help you with your PIN number, or we can also put items on hold for you ourselves.
And what's the best number to reach you at?
Oh, well, any of them will work, but you can also always call 586-5249.
Can we place our pickup orders over the phone?
Yes. Yep. Excellent. Totally.
Excellent. Okay. And then the hours of pickup of holds are available. Looks like Monday. It looks like it's available 7 days a week, but during restricted hours.
It is. Yeah. Weekdays will be noon to 6 p.m. And then on weekends, it's noon to 5.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that update. And I know we might not have a whole lot more to discuss apart from that, but you want to go over some of the resources that people have access to now,
yep.
In addition to curbside pickups while you're closed. But before we do that, as always, I'd love to ask what you're reading right now.
So right now I'm reading We Ride Upon Styx by Quanberry, and it's about a high school. It's set in the 80s. And it's about a high school lacrosse team that really wants to go to state. They've never been to state before. They're not the best lacrosse team. So they maybe do something a little magic-y. Maybe they work extra hard. It's never quite clear what goes on. But it's just kind of like a night. It's a spooky story that isn't too spooky, too scary. And it was just kind of fun to get all the 80s references and see how these girls interact and then see what happens after they graduate and come back for their high school reunion.
Oh, that sounds like a great story. The 80s are so hot right now, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm currently reading Quality Land. I think I was reading that, or had started to read it the last time we spoke, by Mark Uba Kling. It's a satire. It's kind of Black Mirror-esque, if you've ever seen that show on Netflix. And it's funny, but it's also scary because it's kind of about technological and AI takeover. And it's overdue. I'm so sorry, but I'm going to read it and return it ASAP.
Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it, because you know the Juneau Public Library doesn't have fines anymore. So when you return it, you won't be charged any fines.
Well, I appreciate that, because I do want to finish it. I just have been taking my time about it.
Right.
So I know that one of the resources you'll be mentioning today is not book related, but related to online streaming. It's the video service Canopy. And I recently I recently read about a movie club that's taking place in Skagway. So it's like a book club, but with films, and the discussions are held via Zoom. And a recent film that they watched was called Heart Beats Loud, and they accessed it via Canopy. And I thought that was a really creative idea, both for entertainment and socializing while we're still trying to be careful and hunker down. And it was free, and the flick was pretty good too. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how to use Canopy.
Right. So Canopy has a lot of our documentaries and kind of more independent film. And it has those. So it has a collections for adults and for kids. So the whole family is covered. And you go through our website, and it will probably ask you to set up an account, because everybody has a credit to use every month. But once you get it set up, you're good to stream on your computer. I think I know my phone, iPhone has an app, so you can probably get an app and watch it on your device. But yeah, it's once you get logged in, it's pretty easy to find a movie or documentary and watch it.
Yes, I personally found it to be no, just like setting up any other app like Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime or HBO Max, whatever that you like, whatever you like to use. It was about the same process for setting that up on my, I have a Roku, so pretty
Oh,
simple.
yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of great stuff on there. Really good selection. I was surprised.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at just how much they have available. And it really, there's something for everybody. And they also have the great courses. Those that resource, that learning resource is available through Canopy too. So you can get some brain food, you can get some entertainment. It has a wide variety of things to access.
Yep, with your credits, your monthly credits till they run
Yep, with
out.
your monthly
Well,
credits. Yep.
that's a fun one. So I definitely enjoyed watching the film and scrolling through the options there. But what else is there to do while you guys are closed? What are some of your other options?
We always have, we've talked about this resource a lot, but we still have Alaska Digital Library, and that's available for people who, if you don't want to wait to get a book, you can browse there while we're closed and download either an ebook or an audiobook. We also have Hoopla, which I don't talk about quite as much because the number of credits, it also uses credits, but it's 3 credits per month, which isn't a lot. But for the month of November, they're doing another bonus borrows program, and they did this early on in during the pandemic, where there was a collection of movies, TV shows, music, books, audiobooks that were available like without any cost of credits. And so they've brought out that program again, and they've updated it to now include some holiday books, some holiday movies, music, that kind of thing. So that's another resource as well.
Yeah, I've used Hoopla. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
There's a lot on there.
And I know, I think they have, like we did an author talk with Heather Lindy at the end of October for her book, Find the Good. And I believe her newest book, I think, Of Bears and Ballots, that's also available on Hoopla.
Oh wow, that's great to know. I'm glad that local authors are featured on there. I also see a lot of local authors featured on Libby and Overdrive, the two other apps that are used for ebooks or audiobooks, checking those out free from the library. And you're right, we have talked about those a lot, but I cannot recommend them enough to people who, especially people who purchase a lot of ebooks or audiobooks. If you can stand the wait, you can get anything. So I think it's a great service from you guys. I also have a note that you thought people might like some new baking books for the holidays, or some board games, things like that. How would we access those?
So ooh, those are we can access them. We can search through our catalog, which is very clunky for both the board games and like the cookbooks. I'm working on a way, because we're close to the public and a lot of people like to come in and browse our collection. I'm trying to work on alternate ways that people can browse our collection while we're closed. But you can always call us. So if you call us and just say, "Hey, I'm looking to check out some board games that I can play with my family," or it's like Thanksgiving's coming up, do you have any new cookbooks or baking books that I can try so I can look at recipes and come up with something new to try? We'll be happy to find those for you and put them on hold for you to pick up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like. Go ahead, Kate.
Oh, I was going to say, I do know, because we have a bunch of the new baking books and they're all gorgeous, but we have that new one, Dessert Person, by I think Claire Saffitz, who worked at Bon Appetit and made like I think gourmet versions of junk food. Like she has this new cookbook comes out and it's gorgeous, and I know we've added that one to the collection. So if you were like a fan of Bon Appetit, or if you know who Claire Saffitz is, you can call us and we can put that on hold for you to check out.
Now everybody's going to want it.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody.
No, it's okay. It sounds like it's going to be a good one. And there's still plenty of time for baking between now and throughout the holiday season. So,
Yeah, yes.
well,
Plenty of time.
thank you so much for the excellent review and reminders of what the library still offers, which is quite a lot, actually. You can hunker down and access all kinds of stuff from the libraries and keep yourself perfectly entertained. So, again, very much appreciate that from the, I think it's a great service that you guys provide from Juneau Public Libraries. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners today for the month of November?
Right. I do. Yes. One more thing. I do want to mention that we do have our like kids' holiday books we've pulled out, and I know people, there's a ton and people can't look at them. But we've been having people call us up and we can pick, just ask, give us the ages of kids, and we can pull 10 books to check out to you or put on hold to be checked out. And so you can get like a grab bag of kids' holiday books to take home.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Lots of fun. I think that would be fun for the kids. Okay, Kate. Well, Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juneau Public Libraries. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. Your website is a fantastic place to find out all the information that we covered today, as well as the Facebook page. Lots of activity on that, lots of ideas and great posts there. And of course, we can call you 586 5249 for anything else that we might need, curbside pickup, holiday kids books, grab bags, all that
Bags.
stuff.
Reader's advisory. If you don't know what to read next, call us and we'll help pick out a couple options for you.
Baking cookbooks, all that good
Yep,
stuff.
baking cookbooks.
So great. Well, thanks again for joining me, and we will talk with you again next month.
All right, great. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.